We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Paul Schaefer. My name's Mike Hsu. How you doing?
I'm well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's an honor and a pleasure to speak with a guy who I really can't think of a better host for this kind of show. I mean,
wow, well, thank you very much.
Seriously, is there anyone on the show that you're having on the show you haven't worked with or at least hung out with before?
Well, there may be. Right now, you know, part of the reason why I'm able to get these people is because I have worked with them, you know, and they feel comfortable enough to say yes. And on this show, we not only talk, but we play.
Yeah.
You sit there with instruments. I'm behind a piano, you know, and so, like this Sunday, the first one, Joe Walsh is my guest, and you know, I asked him about life in the fast lane, and he told me, well, it was an exercise, like a coordination, hand-eye coordination exercise, and Glenn Frey said, let's make that into an Eagles song, and then I say, well, let's play it, you know, and then we do. He goes, we go right into it, you know, and play a verse and a chorus and stuff. Then we go back to talking, and we back and forth between music and dialogue, and that's been so much fun for me to do. It's worked out great.
And you do that with not just Joe Walsh, but I'm looking at the lineup here. You got Graham Nash. You got Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. You have Donald Fagen. And what is the key? I mean, you've been musical director for some huge things, not just Letterman, and but all the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame performances. I mean, if you don't know who Paul Schaefer is, you haven't listened to music or watched a television ever. You were involved in the Olympics. What's the key to dealing with musicians when it comes to the egos and the eccentricities and stuff like that?
Well, I think, first of all, in my case, you know, being on Letterman for so long and being able to work with these guys individually was so important because on a one-to-one basis, you know, we could work together and they would learn my little hand signals and stuff. And so then when I would have them on stage in a super band of some kind, you know, everybody kind of had the experience of working with me individually. That's one of the things. The other thing is, I guess, just, you know, I am such a fan, and I don't think it's, I don't think I have to pretend to be anything otherwise. And when I work with somebody like a Donald Fagen, I think it's just obvious to them. I know I've studied their music, you know.
Yeah.
And I think the way that comes, that once they see that, you know, then I think they can relax a little bit. At least I hope so.
Well, I got to watch you work live. I think you were musical director for the Atlantic Records 40th anniversary concert.
Oh, my goodness. You're going back to the 1980s.
Yeah, I was one of those people that was in Madison Square Garden for, I think, 12 hours. And I'm sure I'm sure it was a longer day for you. That looked looked like a challenging gig. I don't know if that was or what was the most challenging gig that you've ever tackled.
That was challenging, but yet, you know, it was all the Atlantic stuff. And if you don't know that, you know, you shouldn't be in showbiz.
Right.
So it's just, you know, one thing after. The Young Rascals and all the wonderful people we got to play with. We all kind of knew the stuff already, so it wasn't so bad. I don't know. I'm thinking about that wonderful one after the 9/11 attack, the concert for New York.
Yes.
Just so emotional, you know, everybody coming into New York, which you still didn't know if it was safe to be there. People didn't care, you know, we want to show our support. A lot of British acts there. Challenging sometimes because, you know, if somebody... Well, you know what's challenging? When people bring in their tracks. Today, everything is tracks.
Yeah.
People are playing to our pre-recorded things. And then, you know, an act will come in with, these are our tracks, and you go, we got to have these in our headphones and stuff. All that stuff on a multi-artist show can really start to get complicated. But you gotta, you know, that's the way it is. Music changes, and you gotta keep up.
Are you planning at all on maybe trying to get Bill Murray for this show and maybe do a reprise of the lounge singer act from Saturday Night Live? Has that been brought up at all?
Now that you mention it, I'm writing it down.
Oh, good. Oh, awesome.
When we started, and we've taped 9 out of the 10 shows that we're going to do in the first episode, I'm hoping to get Cyndi Lauper as a number 10. But anyway, I did Martin Short the other day.
Yeah.
And it was out of the, you know, we were really supposed to be classic rock, because that's what Access TV does concentrate on, classic rock.
Right.
But now that Marty has done it, and we were all on the floor laughing, maybe we've opened it up, you know, where we can do more of that stuff. I think it's a great idea, though, and Billy and I still are very close and still work together on various things even today.
Well, I hope that happens. I would love to see that.
Thank you. That's a great idea.
Also, one of your guests will be the one of the greatest bass players, or I should say actually one of the loudest bass players of all time, Derek Smalls from Spinal Tap. Or I don't know. Are we calling him Harry Shearer, or are we just sticking with Derek Smalls?
No. And he's very particular about, you know, when he's got that wig on, he is Derek Smalls.
Well, I wanted to ask, will you be interviewing him as Artie Fufkin from Polymer Records or as Paul Schaefer?
Yeah, no, I do it as Paul Schaefer. Wouldn't have made any sense to do it as my character. But thank you for remembering his name.
I'm
flattered.
Such a great movie, and that was a great point in the movie.
Yeah, everybody was, you know, they only had scene outlines, not a script. So you kind of had to make up your own dialogue in it. You'd make it up the night before, of course, but you wouldn't say it until you actually got in the scene. People were laughing all the time. And Rob Reiner, the director, would say, no, well, that's all right. You would laugh if somebody says that. You know, leave it in. Fun experience for sure. And, you know, I got to play with Lemmy from Motorhead. And I've got to say that he's louder than maybe anybody else in the world. He played 2 notes on that bass, and I went running out of the room for the earplugs.
Excellent.
Harry, you know, Harry got to get a few more speaker columns, I think,
before
he can get that kind of level.
Yeah, you mentioned working on that movie, on This Is Spinal Tap, and the way you describe it kind of sounds like maybe it's kind of like a jam session. Would it be similar in that fact, where you're kind of given some notes, but you just
I don't think anybody's ever thought of that, but it's absolutely true. As a guy who has gotten to be in some comedy sketches over the years and stuff, I will say that the experience of doing comedy very much like music. It's timing, you know, and the audience is part of it. You got to wait for the applause and the last one not too long. You know, all of it is it is a very musical experience.
Well,
interesting.
I can't wait for Sunday. I'm very excited about this show. Like I said at the beginning of this interview, I can't think of a better host for this kind of show, and for the people you're talking to. So this is very exciting. It's going to be the first show Sunday night, 8 o'clock, right? Access TV.
That's right.
And
it's Joe Walsh, first guest.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. I love Joe Walsh.
I was just going to say, you know, then we get into all these other people like Sammy Hagar and. Oh my goodness! We had so many people like Donald Fagen from Steely Dan and
Buddy Guy.
I can't even remember Billy. Oh, and Buddy Guy,
great.
You know, many people consider him the greatest of all the great blues players. And I said to Buddy Guy, "What is a mojo hand?"
Excellent question.
And he says, "Well, that's a guy like a fortune teller who says." He tells you you're going to make $1 million, and he doesn't even have 2 pennies to rub together. I said, man, that is the blues.
That is. You
and
know what's
great? We played, you know, again, we talked, and we played. We played the blues together.
Oh, God.
It was a wonderful show.
That's why this show, I'm very excited about it, and I can't wait to watch it. And Paul Schaefer, thank you very much for taking the time today. Really appreciate it.
Oh, fun to be with you, and thank you for having me on and speaking so nicely about the show, and I hope we come through for you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.